This is a trigger warning that will be placed at the beginning of every episode of The Radiant. This series contains mentions of religious trauma, ritualistic abuse, the occult, and suicide. If you are sensitive to any of these subjects, please refrain from listening to this series.
We've all heard the cases of doomsday cults, right? The People's Temple, Heaven's Gate. They believe the human race is about to end, and they kill themselves in a ritualistic manner to join their deity in paradise. This is a case involving one of those cults, but the main character here isn't one of the cult members, or the leader. It's 20-year-old Ellie Cameron Felt, who is an investigative journalist doing research on the local cult in Durney, New Hampshire. They went to college at Durney State University before the incident, and afterward, their diary was published by local authorities as a warning to any of us who might become tangled into that same mess. Over the next few episodes, we'll be reading Ellie's journal and unraveling what exactly happened to them.
January 3rd, 2013. I'm headed to the settlement of the local cult here in Durney. They call themselves the Radiant, which is supposedly what they worship as well. One real creative name there. Anyways, the settlement is a couple miles south of Durney in the woods. I met up with one of the recruiters, Pansy, I think her name was. She wanted me to join because she could
tell you have a clean soul.
Anyways, she seemed very sweet. We talked over coffee, and she told me that the leader was excited to see new members coming. She also said that she was a rather intense woman, very adamant on the married couples having children. Pansy seemed to dislike this. She was young, just a couple years older than me. She didn't seem ready for kids yet, and even then she said she
couldn't have kids in the first place, and Celia couldn't accept that.
She had
fertility issues. Me and Jed have always had trouble trying for babies, but I don't mind.
Pansy seemed like a really nice woman, and I hoped to be greeted by her when I got there. However, I was greeted by a small girl, about 6 or 7 years old, holding her mother's hand. She was cute, and it was a shame she was born into this mess. She greeted me with a
hello! How are you? Welcome home.
That sounded as if she had been practicing with her mother the day before when she heard the news. She was blonde, had freckles splotched all over her face. Tall, the both of them. Her mother looked the same, except worn from age and the burden of childbirth and raising multiple children. The woman shook my hand and said,
welcome home. I'm Jane Mendes. This is my daughter, Katie. We are so excited to meet you. My husband Travis works in the gardens with our eldest son. Jack's about your age, a little younger. If you ever meet him, Lewis is 2.5. He's with the babysitter right now.
I smiled and told her my name in return. I told her I'd love to meet her family sometime, if she'd meet me for tea or lunch later that week.
Oh, I would love to, but I'm so busy this week and you will be too.
That sounded a little weird, but it was fine. I understood why she was busy that week. I wandered around, being greeted near a flower garden by an older woman who looked to be in her late 60s, early 70s, along with another who seemed to be the same age.
Good morning. I'm Zaya, and this is my wife Hadley. Do you need directions to your new home?
We'll show you to it. It's beautiful. A bit small, but at least there's no rent.
They were adorable. Zaya and Hadley seemed to have been together a long time. They showed me down a path, pointing to a small studio home about the size of a 2-car garage. It had a beautiful backyard, lined with the forest surrounding the small settlement.
Here you go, sweetie. I hope you enjoy living here. Meet in the chapel by 2 this afternoon, okay? We don't want you to miss church and lunch.
They walked off after handing me the keys to my new home. I unlocked the door, but it didn't seem like it wanted to open. I had to push the door in with my body weight just for it to move. My shoulder hurt a bit, but I brushed it off and looked around the new home. It was a bit dusty, but rather cozy and comfortable. The carpet in the living space/bedroom area was a soft brown shag, and it felt nice compared to the hard dirt roads in the village, even in shoes. I plopped down on my bed and messaged my friends quickly, knowing that technology was banned in the cult. Pansy explained that to me over coffee. Hopefully, I could hide it well enough. I lean into my bed, falling asleep quickly. Soon, I woke up to a knock on my door and Zaya's voice calling for me through the door to open.
Ellie! It's time for church. Did you fall asleep?
I got up, slipping on my shoes I had kicked off before dozing off. I grabbed my journal, which is you, of course, and is very important to this investigation. I opened the door and nearly fell back with the force I had to pull the handle with. I came face to face with Zaya, standing essentially right on the threshold. She grabbed my hand, dragging me to an intricate chapel at the very top of the small town. There were more people than I thought, the small pews being nearly filled. There was a large stained glass window at the front behind the large podium. It looked like it was made of black walnut wood with a design of a sun behind a forest. There were silhouettes of large, beast-like humans on each side of the sun, while a complicated, circular symbol laid inside the sun. The walls were stark white and felt sterile. The floor was made of concrete with chipped white paint, and the pews were bolted down. When Zaya and I stepped in, another cult member came behind us and locked the door. There were no other exits. The ceremony began, with an old woman about Zaya and Hadley's age stepping up to the podium. I remembered that this was Celia as the sermon began.
Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful day, and that you'll all get a chance to meet our newest addition to the family, Ellie Felt. Please, stop by their home to bring any welcome gifts or say hello before dinner. Their house number is 74. Now, on to the sermon.
They were welcoming, it seemed, but a few of the older members and a good chunk of the men were wary of me. After all, I was an outsider.
Let's teach Ellie the basics, shall we? You see, the Radiant are the purest forms of life in the universe. They created us, built us all from nothing. But we are impure, filthy, disgusting. We have no place even speaking of them. They will soon be recycling the earth, making sure that they will truly take care of the beauty they have created. Only those who truly believe that they exist and are pure will have their souls collected and taken to paradise. Their very own planet, of course. The first step to becoming cleansed is removing any dirty non-believers from your life. You mustn't be tainted by their filthy souls. Your soul must be separated from your body before they are able to collect it and bring it along to live with them. I was lucky enough to have found the Radiant when I was young and not veer as far off of the proper path, beginning the cleansing process at an early point in my life.
She continued until it was 3 p.m, the sermon ending the second the clock struck 3. Celia smiled and waved as the citizens filed out. I followed closely in a group of people about my age, probably younger. I feel unsafe here, like I'm doing something wrong. My full legal name is Ellie Cameron Felt. I was born female and I am 20 years old, born April 23rd, 1992. I am 5 feet and 9 inches tall, with brown hair and green eyes. I weigh 125 pounds. If I die or go missing, it was not of my own doing.
The Radiant is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. This episode was written, directed, and produced by Preston Pierce. This episode's script was edited by River Topler. The narrator, voiced by Preston Pierce, Ellie Felt, voiced by Val West, Pansy Kemp, voiced by Frog Maxwell, Katie Mendez, voiced by Am Ghost, Jane Mendez, voiced by Genevieve, Zaya Barnett, voiced by Tim Tozer, Hadley Barnett, voiced by Paris B., and Celia Warner, voiced by Juno Miller. Thank you so much for listening to The Radiant.